This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Clear skies dominate Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers a little relief. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports a tailwind for Hamas, Iran, and Hezbollah, warning about the government's support for right-wing anarchy in the West Bank. That was earlier today. Also, Walla reports that the IDF killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike. That happened earlier today, according to the Interior Ministry in Gaza. Also this hour, Ynet states that U.S. Vice President Vance prioritizes cheap energy over the Iranian nuclear threat. This announcement comes as the U.S. tightens pressure on Iran. Separately, the Australian Jewish News says Matula resident Liat Cohen-Raviv will visit Sydney. She will share insights on rebuilding Israel's northern communities affected by war. And finally, Israel Hayom reveals that the IDF observers warn of increased Hamas activity near Gaza's yellow line. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News Scores EN reports just minutes ago that IDF observers warn of increased Hamas activity near Gaza's yellow line. Middle East 24 shares that the Iranian regime executed at least 916 people this year. They warn of potential further executions following unfair trials. The Balaz reports an hour ago that the UAE accuses Iran of attacking two ADNOC Sea vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. The UAE claims the act is piracy and a threat to global energy security. Let's go deeper. Starting with Maariv's report on the West Bank, tensions rise as the government openly supports right-wing anarchy. This could embolden Hamas, Iran, and Hezbollah. The IDF warns of potential consequences for regional stability. For civilians, this raises fears of further unrest and violence. Turning to the Gaza airstrike from Walla, the IDF targeted and killed Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions between Gaza and Israel. For residents, it heightens security concerns and the potential for escalation. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights U.S. Vice President Vance's priorities. He emphasizes low oil and gas prices over preventing an Iranian nuclear bomb. This stance indicates a shift in U.S. foreign policy focus. The implication for Israel is a potential change in regional dynamics and alliances. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports on Liat Cohen-Raviv's visit to Sydney. She aims to share her experiences rebuilding Israel's northern communities. Her visit underscores the ongoing efforts to recover from conflict. This offers hope and encouragement for affected residents. And finally, from earlier today, concerns about Hamas activity. IDF observers warn of increased movement near Gaza's yellow line. This activity suggests a potential buildup of military presence. For Israelis living nearby, it means heightened vigilance and anxiety. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that the July index set to be published today previews an inflation escalation. Netanyahu faces criticism for prioritizing security over the cost of living. Separately, Katek reveals that Cal may cut up to 220 jobs after losing El Al's Flycard franchise. This significant loss impacts the company's profitability. And finally, Walla Business reports a dentist from the south is suspected of concealing over 10 million shekels in income. The investigation highlights ongoing tax enforcement efforts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.